maturity comes at a cost. As we move from childhood, a time when decisions are made for us, to adulthood, when we make our own, we find those pesky in-between years, years when we're forced to make our own decisions, but we haven't gained enough experience to properly gauge the outcomes. At the same time, the last thing we want to do is disappear, become invisible, create meaningless lives. These times are vividly displayed in the extraordinary musical Dear Evan Hansen, which is playing through December 30th at the Current Theater in San Francisco. To paraphrase one character in the show, the only people who do well in high school are football stars and cheerleaders. For everyone else, it's hell. And it's a particular hell for a nerdish and awkward boy named Evan Hansen, who has no friends, no father, a mother who works long hours, and a lack of self-worth so extreme that his latest therapist has him writing encouraging letters to himself. And it's when one of those letters falls into the wrong hands that his world begins to spin out of control, and the more he tries to get a grip on it, it spins further, as he slowly learns. Even as no good deed goes unpunished, so lies are often rewarded. What Dear Evan Hansen does, better than any recent Broadway musical, is both capture the teen years from the perspective of the awkward kid, and at the same time present life as it's lived in the 21st century. It's the first major musical in which people's lives revolve around social media and texting. Because teen angst is universal, it's impossible not to identify with the travails of Evan Hansen, even though he's very much a singular character. The cast is magnificent, particularly Ben Levy Ross as Evan, but also including Jessica Phillips as Evan's mother and Christian Knoll and Aaron Lazar as the parents of fellow schoolmates. The gorgeous set, brimming with internet images, never overwhelms the much simpler story taking place within its boundaries. The songs by Pasek and Paul may not be as memorable as those of other scores, but they fit perfectly into the story and characters. Dear Evan Hansen, like Hamilton, is very much as good as advertised. In fact, unlike Hamilton, the show doesn't need high production values to work. The genius is in the play itself, not only in the script and in the music, it is also in the acting. Dear Evan Hansen plays at the Current Theater in San Francisco through December 30th. For more information, you can go to sfcurran.com. Tickets may be hard to come by for the show, but there is availability through a daily lottery. In addition, if you wind up in the mezzanine or balcony, assisted listening devices will help bridge the gap between the dialogue heard on the stage and the less-than-optimum sound system at the Current. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.